Ms. Rita, how are you?
I'm good.
Can you describe your business for me, please?
So I am a spiritual business coach.
Okay.
And what that means is that I work with the mind, body, and the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't consider myself a life coach because they usually focus on the career.
Right.
I'm focusing on the whole person. So I want to make sure that they're in alignment with their spirit,
mm-hmm.
with whatever they're doing professionally,
mm-hmm.
and however they're doing it personally. And so I show women
mm-hmm.
how to remove barriers
okay.
that are preventing them from creating the life they were born to live. That's what I do.
Well, that sounds very interesting.
Oh, well, thank you.
How long have you been doing that?
Oh, gosh. So I've been in business 30 years this year.
Okay.
But this company, I had another company before this one.
Mm-hmm.
But this company, I started in 2005. So however long that is.
What would you say is the most exciting part
about
your business?
It will be 20 years next year. Gosh.
Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah. Okay. So what?
So what would you say would be the most exciting part about your business?
Watching women get it.
Okay.
Watching them feel their power and using their voice
mm-hmm.
and just feeling joy in their heart. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say would be the most challenging part about it?
The most challenging part is getting women, those same women,
uh-huh.
and I want to see that, getting them to connect with me.
Right.
Because most women say, I don't really need a coach.
Yeah.
But they're angry and they're unhappy and they're trying to fix it on their own.
Yeah.
Or let somebody else talk to them. Or they automatically think it costs too much
mm-hmm.
without even asking.
Exactly.
They just think it costs too much. I can't do it.
Right.
Or they're embarrassed because they feel like they don't want anybody to know. And all of those things have nothing to do with healing.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
this is healing to come to me
mm-hmm.
because I'm going to be your cheerleader. I'm going to be your resource person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to support you in what it is you do and help you. You know, we're going to create a plan for you. And I call it a GPS
right.
plan. And so you need somebody outside of you who's able to help you with that. And I've got two business coaches. One is Shirley
mm-hmm.
Crawford, who's a founder here.
Mm-hmm.
I have another one out of Dallas. And I have a fitness coach, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I have an eating coach. So I know that coaches keep you on the path that it is you want to be on and hold you accountable. And that's
right.
what I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How did you become a member of the Women's Business Center?
So I've known Ty. She and I are in the same church, so I've known her. And I got an invitation to their opening,
okay.
you know, in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And I came. And I was in another gather place that I was not liking.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this was maybe September.
Okay.
Maybe September when they had it. Or maybe it was even August. Anyway, I said I would come in 2 months, because after I took the tour
mm-hmm.
and it was just Shirley and Ty, I loved the space. I just loved the feel. It just felt good. I knew Ty, but I had not met Shirley.
Right.
And so I met Shirley, and I even came earlier than I said, just because I was ready to leave my other space
yeah.
and come here. So the benefit of having Shirley Crawford
mm-hmm.
as a coach, the benefit of having you know, my videographer, Christina,
mm-hmm.
Other women that I've met. Oh, Tony, who does events.
Okay.
So the benefit of having women who are right next door to you or meet you in the hall or we just start talking about something and ideas just come out.
Exactly.
That's amazing to me. It is amazing to me because I never know, you know.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, I might be saying something and Shirley, one day she said something to me recently. This is the honest to goodness truth. We're standing right outside the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't really know either. So she said, well, why don't you do A, B, C, and D? You know, I said to her, I said, I want to punch you in your face. It was such a good idea.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's what I said to her before I said thank you.
Okay. How would you say the Women's Business Center have helped you and your business?
Just what I said. Okay. Being able to meet other women, getting energy from them, because everybody's intentional in here. Exactly. Nobody's playing. And so they're all running their business. When we, like I said, and running into each other or having dinner has been something that I really didn't have before.
And getting the advice from them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And getting advice and giving advice. You know, but I would have never, ever thought about recording until I met Christina. And she has taught me so much. I would have never thought about getting an event planner unless I met Tony. And those are just two. You know, there's been other people that have come in that they know that they've introduced to me. So, you know, it just goes on and on and on. So my business has grown. I've said before, had I not moved here when I did, I don't know if I'd have a business now. That's the honest to goodness truth.
Okay.
Because I was going around in circles where I was. Mm-hmm. And it was a co-gathered space, but there was no communication. It was just an office.
Yeah.
I was in there by myself, you know?
Yeah.
And so I have said more than once, and I don't know if I'd have a business had it not been for the Women's Business Center.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my next question would be, when you were a kid, what did you see yourself doing?
When I was a kid, I've always wanted to be a teacher.
Okay.
My parents, you know, and my grandparents, my aunts, uncles, everybody was a teacher. So I remember when I was a kid having a desk with a pencil, and you can ask my brother. Uh-huh. I would make him sit in front of me and do homework. He just was like, he couldn't stand it. But he's younger than me, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did teach.
Okay.
When I graduated college, I was a sociology major. But I did teach. And then I got a master's in adult education, not knowing really why, but I liked what they had to offer. And literally, this tells you how old I am, it was VCU's first time offering adult education. So that was back in the 70s.
Okay.
And I loved those classes. Mm-hmm. And now I'm still teaching because I still do workshops, you know, and I still do webinars, virtual, and I've got a workshop next week. So I'm still teaching.
Okay.
But I love teaching adults. I taught kids for 15 years, middle school, middle school. And now I teach adults.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that is all the questions I have for you. My name is Amari. I am a student at Bryan and Stratton College, and I'm majoring in business. I do have my own treat business as well.
Treat business?
Yes.
What's that?
So I make cupcakes, candied fruit, candy apples, chocolate covered strawberries, things like that.
And what'd you bring us?
I haven't brought anything yet.
Okay. So is this an assignment? What are you doing at
Bryan &
Stratton?
I'm majoring in business, and I graduate May 24th. So from there, thank you. From there, I want to do administration.
Okay. You want to do administration? What do you mean?
So with administration, you like help people or like a company with their business as far as, you know, all the events and all that type of stuff like that. So basically, like, you're basically like the organizer for the business.
What about your own business?
I eventually want to open up a storefront, but I'm still trying to save. I don't want to take out a loan to do that, so I want to use my own.
We're going to talk offline.
Okay.
We're going to talk offline, because the minute you put your energy over there, you're taking it away from your business.
Okay.